Blair Kamen is the architecture critic at the Chicago Tribune. You want to start there, Blair? As a young, budding architecture critic, I'll bet you wanted a sharp pencil and clean white paper so that you could make architectural renderings of things. I'll bet you wanted an easel and one of those moving rulers.
Maybe. I probably just wanted a little knowledge of the field so I could have some idea of what I was writing about.
Were you always an architecture critic? Blair Kamen's on the phone line, the architecture critic for the Chicago Tribune, one of the casualties of the buyouts over there. He's taking that and will no longer be reviewing, I guess. Is that it, Blair? You're no longer going to be doing architecture criticism for the Tribune?
Yeah, my last day is Friday. My farewell column will appear sometime this week, and that will be that. Yeah, after 28 years as the architecture critic.
Were you a general reporter before that? How did you get to be the architecture critic?
Yeah, I worked for 5 years in the suburbs and covering cultural news. I've been at the Tribune for a total of 33 years.
When somebody, though, has a specialty like Phil Vitale's the restaurant critic or Michael Phillips mm-hmm. is the film critic, do you mm-hmm. all generally know going in that that's the lane you're going to take? Or does it kind of evolve like, hey, there's an opening in film or architecture. Why don't you learn about that and you grow into the position?
In my case, I knew coming in to the Tribune that it's what I wanted to do. I'll tell you a wonderful story about when I first met Paul Gabb, my Pulitzer Prize-winning predecessor. I was being interviewed by Dick Zaccone, who is the managing editor of the Tribune, sort of a old-school Chicago journalist who wore short-sleeved shirts and was a tough kind of guy. And so he said, and at this point I was writing for the Des Moines Register, and he said, well, kid, what do you want to do in 5 years? And so I said, well, Mr. Zaccone, sir, maybe someday I'd like to be the architecture critic. And so, long story short, he called Paul Gapp on the phone, and he goes, Gapp, this is Zaccone. Get in here. I got this guy in here who wants your job.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, I mean, that's Chicago, old school Chicago journalism, right, in a nutshell. And Paul Gapp came in. He flashed his wonderful Gapp grin. And couldn't have been more welcoming. He was a great mentor, and I'm just very pleased that I could continue the legacy that he began by starting architectural criticism at the Tribune in 1974.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like at a newspaper. I do know a little bit what it's like at a radio station. And frankly, we would all be better if more people did open the door and say, I want to be the next talk show host at WGN, or I want to be the next architecture critic at the Chicago Tribune. I don't know that my industry is doing a good enough job nurturing that next generation of critics and hosts, you know?
Yeah, I think that nurturing is really important. And, I couldn't agree more, John.
So what was the reason that you decided to step aside?
Well, 28 years is a long time to have stressful deadlines on your plate. And I just figured that, this was a good time. I mean, earlier this year, I decided that I was probably going to leave, and I wanted to finish out the sort of key structures of the current building boom, like the Jeannie Gang design building, the St. Regis Chicago, formerly the Vista Tower. So I did that, and was really happy to see that race through to the end. And then the buyout offer came along, and there's never a good time to go, but I decided that for me the time was right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I certainly respect and appreciate that. I mean, you need to live your life first, but a lot of us are going to miss that you're not living it for us. And I wonder if when the likes of a Blair Kamen takes the buyout now, if that doesn't say something also about the new people that will be owning the Chicago Tribune. Can you comment on that? And maybe some of the buildings, it's funny because I refer to the buildings like people, like who are you going to miss? What buildings have you enjoyed the most in Chicago? Blair, let's pick it up here in a minute on WGN. Lots of folks want to talk to Blair Kamen, so let me get a couple of questions answered from the Pulitzer Prize-winning architecture critic at the Chicago Tribune, whose last column appears in a few days. be interesting to see if he'll tip his hand on that to us. And then we'll take some of your calls, 312-981-7200. Blair, does your departure say anything about the new owners of the Chicago Tribune?
Not really. I mean, this is something that I've thought about for many years, and it's not a comment on them, no.
I don't want to dwell on that, but I know that many notable columnists, reporters, and editors have been leaving, are leaving, have left, and I know there's a lot of concern in the Tribune Nation about what this means for journalism in Chicago. I'm giving you an opportunity to say something else about that if you don't want to. We don't have to.
Well, I mean, I think that readers of the paper have really, enjoyed the kind of coverage that a range of reporters and critics could provide. People like Phil Vitale, our restaurant critic, Howard Reich, our classical music and jazz critic. I loved reading these people because they invited me into worlds that I didn't know much about, and they, shed a light on those worlds and opened doors, in effect. So, yes, it is a real concern that these people are leaving, and there's the whole question of will they be replaced? And quite frankly, I think that if you look at some of the newspapers owned by the company that wants to fully control Tribune Publishing, you will not find encouraging answers.
Will you be replaced?
I don't know. That's really up to my editors. So I can simply say that in terms of tipping my final column, I am certainly urging that Chicago must have, a full-time architecture critic. It's really imperative that the coverage continues.
Well, this is the most architecturally important city in America. I mean, New York, I don't know, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., you can have your conversations, but if a city needed or deserved an architecture critic, isn't it Chicago?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, the readers have all suggested that in the just hundreds, literally hundreds. I mean, more than tons of emails and comments on Twitter and on Facebook. Everybody knows that. The question is, whether the people who run the newspaper and who are their bosses know that. And we'll see how that plays out.
If I were a sports reporter and then the next year the Cubs won the World Series, but I had retired in 2015, I'd feel really bad that I missed the opportunity. I wonder if you worry or wonder about that. Maybe the spire gets built or some new architectural whiz-bang thing happens and you're no longer in that position. Does that haunt you, or do you think about that?
No, I'm really happy that I've made this decision. Writing a column, anyone who writes a column will tell you that it's a wonderful platform, but also a terrifying beast. You have to feed the beast all the time.
Yeah.
And there's less freedom when you have to feed that beast and write news stories and lots of other things associated with it. So I'm really looking forward to a time when I can pick and choose more playfully what I want to do. So if, 3 years from now, when the Obama Presidential Center finishes up and I want to write about it for some publication, I'll have the freedom to do that. There are other issues that, will come up too on a national scale. I mean, like, what Trump's order to make all federal buildings and, classically designed, which I think is ridiculous. So I'll still have the opportunity to weigh in. Mm-hmm. It's just that I'll be able to pick and choose when I want to do that.
I understand that. Blair, so then do you have another job in mind? Are you just going to write?
No. The only thing I have in mind right now is taking a break. And, you know, I mean, after doing nothing right now means everything.
I can imagine. I can imagine. You know, the thing is, I have a deadline every day at 9 a.m. And I'm on the air for 4 hours. Most of us that do radio shows are on the air for 4 hours. And while that's daunting, it's also not permanent. You know, I think that if you turned in a newspaper column and you had a few days or a week to put it together, there's a certain expectation that it's going to be better than some guy standing in front of a microphone just blabbing away for 4 hours. So
I would not consider your show blabbing away for 4 hours.
So I can imagine how much relief one would feel that they didn't have to turn in that term paper as often as you all do. I completely get that.
I also, yeah, I mean, it's a big responsibility, and it's a joy, but it's also, there's a lot of weight that goes with it. And, I've always felt obligated to be in the newspaper on a regular basis, unlike some other critics for other newspapers who write like once or twice a month.
Yeah.
I think that, so I'm going to enjoy this.
What buildings have you enjoyed the most in Chicago as a critic?
Well, in my run, the public spaces have been as important as the buildings. So clearly, I mean, I was fortunate to cover and critique the triumphant opening of Millennium Park. I was likewise the downtown Riverwalk or the museum campus. Those are three, projects that really transform the landscape. But in terms of buildings, there are many, many, many good ones. I really am very fond of the new St. Regis Tower by Jeannie Gang, but also other works, smaller projects that she's done, the boathouses along the Chicago River, the Writers Theater in Glencoe. John Ronan, another outstanding architect, has done projects like the Poetry Foundation headquarters, a beautiful, slowly unfolding poem of a building, and also so-called co-located public housing, public library combinations have brightened the city, including one by John on the Northwest Side. So those are some. And then there's been, great successes in historic preservation, Cook County Hospital, the old post office, numerous others. laws have been changed, making greater incentives for developers to invest in renovating historic buildings. Wrigley Field, by and large, has been upgraded and improved by the Cubs. So there are lots of things that, I'm looking back on are just, very satisfying to see the way the things have changed, which is not to say that everything is perfect. The city obviously has enormous challenges in front of it, whether downtown will revive post-pandemic, whether Mayor Lightfoot will succeed in her drive to neighborhoods on the south and west sides. There are huge issues ahead.
A beautifully, slowly unfolding poet of a critic.
thank you.
Blair Kamen, I'm quoting you. Well put, sir. And congratulations. I'm anxious to read you again in retirement and hopefully talk to you down the road.
Well, thanks, but I'm not retiring. I'm just taking an extended break. I will be writing more in the future. I need to go biking on the lakefront for a couple months, okay? So I'll see you out there.
That's Blair Kamen from the Chicago Tribune.